You're listening to SBS News.
US President Donald Trump says getting infected with COVID-19 was a blessing.
I walked in, I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I wanted to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president, because I feel great. I feel like perfect. So I think this was a blessing from God that I caught it. This was a blessing in disguise.
Mr. Trump attributes feeling well to an experimental antibody therapy and says he's working on emergency authorization so other people suffering from the coronavirus will be able to get the same drug. The president was hospitalized late last week with the virus and returned to the White House on Monday, vowing to return to campaigning shortly and to participate in the second presidential debate against opponent Joe Biden in Miami on October the 15th. At least 27 people among the president's White House staff, election campaign staff and military leaders have tested positive for COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top US virus expert, says while he was not comfortable speaking about the circumstances surrounding Mr. Trump's COVID-19 infection, he did say things could have been done differently to avoid infection.
What went on in the White House, I don't want to, every time I say something that's an issue, I wind up spending a lot of time answering phone calls and emails. I should say it was not done according to what I would have recommended. I mean, what you saw there in the White House, I don't know if you saw sometime that picture from above of everybody crowded together with no masks.
Italy has made it mandatory to wear face masks outdoors nationwide in an effort to reduce rising rates of COVID-19. It comes as the Czech Republic and Poland and several other European countries recorded their highest levels of daily coronavirus infections. Germany recorded over 2,800 cases of coronavirus, its highest level of daily infections since April, while authorities in Belgium and France closed cafes and bars in an effort to bring COVID-19 under control. This 23-year-old student studying in Brussels says the measures go too far.
We study here and the measurements are a bit extreme, I find, because like for a month, all bars closed. It's like, what do we have to do in the evenings? I mean, it's long and I understand why, but I think it's a bit long for a month to not have like alcohol served. So it's a bit sad, yeah, for students at least.
The Pan American Health Organization says the number of cases of COVID-19 is rising throughout the Caribbean, specifically in Cuba and Jamaica. Both countries had seen recent spikes in the number of cases reported, with children increasingly infected. The organization has reported 17.3 million cases of the virus throughout the Americas and over 500,000 deaths. The organization's director, Dr. Carissa Etienne, says she's concerned by new outbreaks in countries that had previously contained the virus.
In fact, over the past 60 days, 11 countries and territories in the Caribbean have moved from moderate to intense transmission, which is a concern in development as countries reopen airspace.
Iranian state TV is reporting the country has hit its highest number of daily deaths from the coronavirus, with 239 new fatalities reported. The Islamic Republic has been struggling with both the region's largest outbreak and the highest number of fatalities in the Middle East. Healthcare professionals recorded 4,019 new confirmed cases since Tuesday, bringing the total number of confirmed cases in Iran to 483,840. Health Ministry spokesperson Seema Sadat Lari confirmed the deaths on state TV.
I'm deeply saddened to announce that over the past 24 hours we have lost 239 Iranians because of COVID-19. With this number included, the total number of deaths until today has reached 27,658.
John Hopkins University says there have been almost 36 million confirmed cases of COVID-19 around the world and more than 1 million confirmed deaths. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.